The conviction of an Indonesian fisheries minister is emblematic of a global problem, corruption, that's undermining efforts to prevent overfishing. Amid a growing worldwide demand for seafood, experts say corruption plagues dozens of developing countries that manage some of the world's most threatened fishing grounds. A review by the Associated Press finds that in the last two decades, at least 45 government officials around the world have been accused of graft or extortion, from high-ranking officials accepting large payments from fishing companies to low-level civil servants taking a payoff to ignore illegal catch. In Indonesia, where overfishing has decimated the lobster population, court documents show that after taking office in 2020, the country's new fisheries minister lifted a ban on prohibiting the export of hatchlings, which were being scooped up by the thousands and shipped to Vietnamese lobster farms. Just a month later, he accepted a bribe from a seafood supplier to grant a hatchling export permit. Policy experts with the World Wildlife Fund say fisheries corruption can have a devastating impact on marine ecosystems and the local communities that may depend on them. I'm Jennifer King.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.